Mementesim, we're 12 lines from the top of Mementesim. And Aleph, starting with the words Rav Kahana. So yesterday, we learned about a machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan regarding someone who pays a deposit to buy something, where we know that if someone backs out of a deal after someone already paid the money, so although mois einam kindness, although money is not kindness because you actually have to do a kindness mishicha, we learned that there's a misha para, that there's a curse. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is poireah from the Dor HaMabul, Dor HaPalaga, and Sheistayim v'chulu. He's going to be poireah from someone who's not oimid b'dibura and doesn't keep his word, specifically when money was given. But either way, we had a machlekes on Ram. What if you gave a deposit? So you were going to buy $100 worth of schayra and you gave $10 towards it. So is there only a misha para if you back out on the entire amount plus that $10? Meaning, as long as you give that $10, there's not going to be a misha para because keneged whatever amount he gave, that's the amount you have to upkeep. But if you back out of the rest of it, it's going to be okay. Or are we going to say no? As soon as he gives a deposit, even if he didn't give the entire amount, he gave $10 and really the full amount is $100, there's a misha para on the entire amount. And even if you give him the $10 but you run away with the other 90 and you say, sorry, I'm not selling it to you, there's a misha para on that entire amount because he was keneged kulay hu kaina. That was machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. How we look at it, there's a misha para only on the amount that he gave, or there's a misha para once he gave a deposit, now he was kind of the entire thing, legabi the misha para. And if you back out of any of it, even the amount that he didn't pay yet, there's still going to be a misha para if you don't sell it to him at that price. So either way, says the Gemara like this. We're going to daven today mainly about dvarim, meaning misha para is when money is given. If money is given, although mois einam kindness, as we know, money doesn't form a kinyan, that's true, but misha para, you better watch out, there's a curse, someone who's not oimid b'dibur. What if money wasn't given? It's just dvarim ba'alma, meaning someone, they agreed upon it, and they said that we're going to make this kinyan, we're going to make this happen, I'm going to sell this to you. What about that? Does that have any basis in halacha? That's going to be the main topic at the beginning of the daf. Says the Gemara, Rav Kahana, Yavulei Zuzi Akitno. Rav Kahana, someone gave him money to buy some flax, but he didn't give him the entire amount of money. He gave him some of the money. L'soif Yakir Kitno. What happened was that the price of flax went up, and Rav Kahana was locked in with this guy at the earlier lower price. So naturally, Rav Kahana did not want to sell it to him. So Zuzi Akitno, he came before Rav, asked him what to do. So later, he told Rav Kahana, the amount of money that he gave you, you have to give him that amount of flax. But again, he only gave you a deposit. He didn't give you connected the entire amount. Vidach, but the rest of it, meaning whatever he didn't pay for yet, anything above the deposit amount, dvarim inu. All it is dvarim. This is, by the way, this is Rav Lashitasa, because Rav was the Shita yesterday, who held kenegdehu koine, that when you give a deposit, you're only koine legabi the misha para keneged the amount that you gave. And therefore, Rav's telling him, legabi the amount that he gave, you're going to have to go through with that, because you already gave the money. You don't want a misha para. But legabi the extra amount, dvarim enenu, it's considered like you agreed upon it verbally without any kinyin. Udvarim ein ma misha mechos reyamana. And dvarim, to go back on something that wasn't even given money for and something that was just agreed upon verbally, this ain't by Misham Mechus Ramana, meaning it's not considered untrustworthy to do that, and that's not something we look down on to do. It's something you'd be able to do. So Rav Lashitasa, as we saw yesterday, Rav Lashitasa holds that, and this is how we paskin for Rav Kahana, that kenegdehu koina, that the buyer was only kind of the gami the Misha Para, he was only kind of that amount that he gave for the deposit, but not the entire amount. And therefore, Rav Kahana, he gave permission for Rav Kahana to back out of the rest of the deal. The amount that he gave, you're going to have to give him, because otherwise there's misha par on the amount that he paid, but the rest of it, no, the rest of it is dvarim, and dvarim ain b'ayim mishum mechusar yamona. Says Gemara, the Itmar, I was set over. Dvarim, someone that was chayzer from something he agreed upon with someone verbally, but there was no money given. Rav Amar, Rav says ain b'ayim mishum mechusar yamona, that it's not a bad thing to do, and it's not considered untrustworthy. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, yesh b'ayim mishum mechusar yamona. Rabbi Yochanan holds, no, it is considered untrustworthy, and it's considered mechusar yamona, untrustworthy. You're not supposed to do that. It says the Gemara, Meisi, I'll ask you a kash on Rav from the following braisa. Rabbi Yezbar Yehuda Omer, Matam Amar, why does the pasuk says it says hin tzedek? So this is in the pasuk, Moiz ni tzedek, Av ni tzedek, Efas tzedek, Vihin tzedek. So you should have proper weights and don't scam people. The point is, it says hin tzedek. Says the Gemara, why do I need that? Says the Braisa, why do I need that? V'aloi hin bichlal eifa hoyo. Hin is already included in a bigger measurement called eifa that's said in the pasuk. And if hin, which by the way is 12 lug, and eifa is 72 lug, so a hin is already included in an eifa, and once you already tell me that, I obviously know. If you're going to have an eifa, if you're supposed to have an eifa, that's supposed to be an accurate amount, then a hin, that's a much smaller amount, and therefore if it's off, you're going to be scamming people even more, so obviously that has to be an accurate amount. Why does the pasuk need to tell me that? So Ella, it's telling you something, it's telling you a Jewish, that loy melacha to tell you, she'e hin shalcha, not hin like the measurement, but rather hin, like the word yes in Aramaic, she'e hin shalcha tzedek, v'lav shalcha tzedek, your hin, your yes, should be tzedek, it should be truthful. If you give someone a yes, it should be truthful. If you give someone a no, it should be truthful. And therefore, you got to keep your word. And that's why Dvarim be'alma, we see that it has something. To go back on your word is not gishmak, and it's not something you should do. That's what we see Rabbi Yehuda says in the Braisa. So it's a kasha on Rav, who said that in bedvarim klom, it's not considered anything because it's in by mishum chaser emuna. So Amar Abaye answers, "Hahush leyedaber echad bapeve echad b'leiv." That the Baraisa just taught us is that you shouldn't be medaber echad bapeve echad b'leiv. You shouldn't say something other than what you mean. Meaning, when you agree upon it initially, you should never agree with him and tell him you're going to sell it to him if you have in mind otherwise, and you know you're not actually going to do that. That's messed up. You're not allowed to do that. You can't say something different than what you're actually thinking, and don't tell him you're going to sell it to him if you're not. But if something comes up later, meaning if you truthfully, you were echad bepev, echad belev, you knew you were going to sell it to him, you thought you did, and then stam, something came up later that it went up in value, and now you don't want to, that's already something else, and that's why it's not going to be a kash from the Bryce. This is Gemar Mesi, I'll ask you another kash on Rav from the following Bryce. Rav Shimon, remember Shimon says, this is a Bryce we had already on Memches yesterday. Rav Shimon, I remember Shimon says, af al pisha amru talis koine dinar zav, even though that we said a talis, when you do a kinyan on the talis, it's koine dinar zav. This is the beginning of the parak, because the dinar zav is the money, the talis is the metaltlin. So as soon as you do a kinyan on the metaltlin, it's koine the money, because my sanim kindness, the meshicha on the metaltlin is koine. So even though we said that the talis is koine dinar zav, the ain dinar zav koine talis, and if you give the money, it's not considered anything, because again, my sanim kindness, we've come makkaim kachalocha, even though that's lalocha, avalamru, there's a mishapare, as we know. Once you give the money, although it's not a kinyan, and it's not going to stand in Bezdin to force him. Still, Avraham, they said, Misha Parah Me'anshah Darah Ma'amu, Me'anshah Darah Palaga, who asid, as we saw, there was added Me'anshah Stoyim, Ma'amayram, Mitzrayim, Bayam. The point is, who asid, the Parah Me'anshah Ena Emid B'dibura. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also going to pay back the person who's not Emid B'dibura. And therefore, there's a Misha Parah on someone who doesn't keep his word. But what was the end of the Braisa? And by the way, Rashi brings it, that someone who's Naisim and Naisim B'dvarim, meaning someone that just makes a verbal agreement, he does business with words, it's not koine. However, if he's chayzer on it, then ein ra chachamim naichem, and the chachamim are not happy with him. So what do we have over here? Someone who's just made a verbal agreement, so it's not a kinyan, there's no mishapara, but there's a lower level that the chachamim aren't happy. So obviously what do we see? That there is mechusra emunah. It's not the right thing to do, and it's untrustworthy to not keep your word. You're supposed to keep it even if it was just a verbal agreement without any money given. And therefore, kashan Rav says, Gemara tanahi. And achanami, it's a machlekes tanam. Rav is going to tell you, I understand that some tanaim hold otherwise. I'm going to hold like the tanaim who hold like me. Okay, so where do we see a Tana that holds like Rav? It's not. We have a Mishnah. Maisa Rabbi Yochanan Masya. There was a story with Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya. Shammah Levnei told his son, say, Uschar Leinu Poyalim, go and hire workers for us. So Halach, he went, Upasak Lemazinus, and he made a deal with them. I'll hire you, you work for me, and I'll support you. I'll feed you. But he didn't say exactly how much food he's going to give them. Uchshabai, to love him when he came back to his father, Amalai, his father told him, Bani, my son, Afidu ata Isa Laim Kesuda Shleim B'shaita Layatze Yedechavas Imaim. Even if you would make them the biggest suda in the world right now, meaning you messed up when you didn't say how much food you're going to give them, because from the fact that you weren't mefarish how much, so there's ein lo davar soif, because afilu ata islam kesuda shleime b'shaitai leyotzas yedei chavas chayimayim. Even if you do mamish kesuda shleime b'shaitai, you were not yotze what you were mechayv yourself to give them. Why? Shein b'nei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, because they're yidden, they're b'nei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and they're roi for even a bigger suda than that. And therefore, you just messed up by not telling them exactly how much. You're not going to pater yourself ever. You just got to keep going. So Elo, what should you do? Actually, before they start working, save a morehem. Make sure to tell them before they start working that I'm clarifying this. Only thing I owe you is pass a little bit of bread and a little bit of kitnius. Says the Gemara. Here's the question. If you're going to tell me that dvarim, yeshma mishum chaser money, if you're going to tell me that just words, going back on your word, it's an untrustworthy thing to do, you're not supposed to do it, then hechi amr leizil hadarach. Then how exactly did Rechon Memasya tell his son to go back on what he said before he said it open-ended? It sounded like bigger than kasuda shleim b'shaite. And now he's telling him, I'm going to give you a little bit of bread and kitnius. How could it be? So it must be what? It must be that dvarim is not mechus yamana, and it's not considered untrustworthy if you go back on it, and that's the Tana. Now we see a Tana that Rav could technically hold like. And by the way, we don't say Rav Tana Upalig when we don't have to. We know we could always back out of a question like this by saying Rav Tana Upalig, and then the day Rav is a Tana and he could argue, but we don't like saying that. We always try to find the Tana that Rav could say like before to give the daichik that Rav Tana Upali. But either way, we found the Tana for Rav, and says the Gemara, it's not necessarily a Rai, because I can really tell you that Shani Hans, maybe it's different over there. The Poilim Gufayu Leisamchetatayu. These workers themselves that were told by his son that they're going to get fed, and open-ended, that sounds like even higher than Suda Shlomi B'Shaite. They were never had the Smichas Das to rely on that 100%, because my Taimo, Medayadi Da'alavu Asamach, because they all knew that he was coming Mikarach his father, and he's coming from his father, so he's the one that decides. So what, his son said, I'm going to feed you endless amounts? That's what it sounded like. They were weren't Samech Das on that, and therefore it wasn't something they were relying on in the first place, and that's why over here it could be different and you could go back on it. If so, then afilu yitchilim b'malachanami. So if so, why in the story that when he went back to his father told him, quickly, before they start working, make sure you tell them this. It sounded like it had to be before they started to work, but once they started to work, then it's too late. If they never had the Smichas Das because it was the father, then the father never said anything to them. So why does it matter that he tells them before they start working, even after they start working? The father never said anything, and therefore they didn't have the Smichas Das. Once they started working, then for sure they had the Smichas Das. Then for sure they would think to themselves that whatever the son said, it probably means it now. And once he said open-handed he's going to feed us, so it's got to be a big suda. Why? Because Amru, they say to themselves that once we're starting to work, Meimar Amr, Kameda Avua, He went back to his father, reported back, told him what the deal was, and the father was okay with it. Therefore, at that point, once they're already starting to work, they assume the father's in on it, and he understands, and he's maskim to that. And that's why, at that point, they have the Smichas Das. So that's why it would be an issue to go back on it once they already started working, and that's why he made sure to tell his son to go back and tell them, revise the conditions over here before they actually started working. Says like, did Rabbi Yochanan really say that you're not allowed to go back on stam dvarim, even if there was no money given? Is that true? Someone says to his friend, I'm going to give you a present. He's allowed to be chayzer on it. Says Gemara, Yochel, he's allowed to go back on it. Pshita, it's pashut. He told him, I'm giving you a present. There was no kinyan, nothing. Of course, he's allowed to go back on it. So Ella, mutter lachzer bai. It's not saying Yochel lachzer bai, he's able to. It's saying mutter, he's allowed to, meaning it's not considered a bad thing to do. Meaning, he just said he's going to give a present. There's no issue if he decides not to. But what do we see over here? That Rabbi Yochanan himself, this is Rabbi Merchana quoting Rabbi Yochanan, that's saying that a person could say, I'm going to give you a matana, and he's allowed to go back on it. So, enters the Gemara, Amar Papa, Rabbi Papa says, Rabbi Yochanan's made by a small present, this samchadaitayu. Meaning, it all depends on the size of the present. If someone says, I'm going to give you $1 million, you know, until you see the money, let's see it. When I see it, I'll believe it. But if it's a small thing, then the person does have a level of smichas das. It's not so rachuk that he's going to give me a bottle of Coke. And therefore, the person does have a smichas das. So once he's relying on you for that, he 100% believed you and thought it was happening, then you're not supposed to go back on it. But in a case where he never had that smichas das, because it's already a matana gedayla, at that point, you'd be able to go back on it because, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan would be talking about over there, that Rabbi Merchana was quoting, that's l'chura, a big present. That big present, the person had never had a smichas das, and therefore, mutter lachzabar, you're able to go back. But a small present, samach d'tayu, he had that smichas das, and therefore, you wouldn't be able to go back on it. It actually makes a lot of sense, like this chilik we just said, between a small present and a big present. Yisrael, that told a Ben Levi, Rashi says, everyone in Shasa, Levi is called a Ben Levi. So Ben Levi, Levi is naturally also a Ben Levi, the son of Levi. We're referring to Levi. So Kainu said to Levi, Yisrael that said to Levi, Kur Meiser Yesh Lecha B'Yavdi. I have a Kur of Meiser, a certain measurement of Meiser, and I owe it to you, meaning I'm going to give it to you. Kur Meiser Yesh Lecha B'Yavdi, and therefore what? So this Levi knows that he's going to get a certain amount of Tavuah from this Yisrael. The Yisrael has to give it to the Levi as Meiser, but the Levi himself, he still has to be Mafresh some Meisers, what's known as Trumas Meiser. He has to take off Trumas Meiser from whatever he gets, and his Trumas Meiser goes to the Kain. The Levi gives it to the Kain. So now he's expecting, the Yisrael told him, I'm going to give you this Meiser of mine. So he's expecting this Tvua coming to him. So can he make that Tvua in the Yisrael's hands into Trumas Meiser on something else that he has? So Rabbi Vosa, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Yisrael Shalom, Ben Levi, Kur Meiser, Yesh Chabiyadi, Ben Levi, Rashi, Lassay, Trumas Meiser, Amakamacher. He's allowed to. He's allowed to say, okay, beautiful. So that Yisrael just told me he's going to give me the Meiser. Okay, so I know that I have a Kur of Meiser over there. I'm going to make that Kur into Trumas Meiser to potter up these other pairs I have in my house. Says Gemara, that only works if you say one of these ways, because if you're going to tell me that you can't go back on it, meaning a matana muetes, kur is not the biggest amount, and therefore, if you're going to tell me that by a small amount, you're not able to go back on it, and it's considered not the right thing to do, then mishum hachi rashai. Then I understand why the Levi is able to make a trumas meiser on something else, because you could be sure that he's going to get it. And if he's going to get it, then you're not going to have tevil issues that he's not going to get it, and he made trumas meiser on something that didn't belong to him. No, he's going to get it 100%, because the person is not supposed to go back on it. Eli Amrit, but if you're going to tell me motzi lemahadrbe, that he could go back on it, and there's no issue, then am I rashai? Then why is the Levi allowed to make a trumas meiser? It could come out that if the person goes back on it, so he never got that tefua that he thought was magila. He thought he was getting it. He made it into trumas meiser to potter up his other fruits. It comes out that the Yisrael went back on it, so he never even got it. It was never his to make trumas meiser, and he just ate his fruits that are at home, thinking he separated trumas meiser off of them onto that Yisrael's fruits that he was going to give him. The point is he never got it. So the Truma's Mezer was never Chal. He never took it off of his Truma that he had in his house. And therefore, it comes out that he was eating Tevel. Terrible idea. And therefore, it must be what it must be because the person is not supposed to go back on it. And that's why you can be Samech on the fact that he's going to give it to you because once it's a small matana, you had that smichas das, and therefore you were sure you were going to get it, and that's the hochanami mistabra to what Rav Papa just said, the chilik he made between the matana gadol and matana ma'ase. Says Gemara, not necessarily. I could be doich at this right, I just gave also because achamai skin. I can tell you that the case is, the case over here that we're saying that the Levi's able to make it into Trumas Master on something else, so that's mashma that we're sure 100% that the Yisrael has to follow through and is going to give it to him, because otherwise, how could he do that? Says Gemara, no, hochanami skinon. I'll tell you the case is, kigun shenotli mimenu, v'chazar v'ifki that's like. We're talking about a case where the Yisrael already gave it to him. The Levi took it from the Yisrael. He didn't only say, I'm going to give you this present. I'm going to give you this Meiser. No, he gave it to the Levi. And then, he gave it back to the Yisrael to hold for him as a Pikadon. And therefore, that Mamish belongs to the Levi. That's why the Levi is allowed to take it off and separate Truma's Meiser, make that into Truma's Meiser, Amok HaMachar, because they're both his 100%. It's not like the guy is going to have to give it to him one day, maybe. It's actually his. The guy already gave it to him. He happens to be keeping it by him as a bekadon. Says Gemara Yachi. If so, im seifa. Let's see if this works with the seifa. Nasan leben Levi acher. If this Yisrael went ahead after he told this Levi, this Ben Levi, that he's going to give him the Meiser. And then he said, you know what? I'm going to give it to someone else. And he did. Levi acher. If you give it to someone else, the Seifa says, Ein le'level l'tarmes. So the first Levi who was supposed to get it, now he's like, what's going on? You just gave it to someone else. Ein le'level, he has no claim on the guy l'tarmes. He could complain about him. That's it. Nothing more. He has no other big tain on him. Says Gemara. If you're going to tell me the case is where it actually belonged to him because the Yisrael actually gave it to the Levi and the Levi was just keeping it by the Yisrael as a pikadon, then am I in le'level l'tarmes? Then what do you mean he has no claim on him and he could just complain? Came in the mashke, memoina islingame. As soon as he did a mashiach by him, he just left it as a begotten by the Yisrael, but it belonged to him. He did a mashiach, and therefore it's real mamad by him, and he actually owes him money. What do you mean he only could complain about him, but there's nothing else? It's his money. How could he give it to someone else? It's gemara lelav, so must be. Shmamina, we see clearly from the seifa, that that's obviously talking about a case where the Levi never took it, never did a kinyan on it, and Shmamina, obviously, it seems to be that really what's going on over here is that the reason he's able to make a Trumas Meiser, we see, it's a good raya to what Rav Papa said, that he's able to make a Trumas Meiser. The Yisrael might change his mind. No, because it's Matana Moetes, and a Matana Moetes, you're not supposed to change your mind, and therefore, it seems to be a good raya in the end of the day to what Rav Papa said. Says Gemara Gavra, story time, there was a person, he gave money in order to buy sesame seeds. The problem was, he didn't do a mashiach on the sesame seeds, he only gave the money. What happened was, the price of the shumshami went up in value. So hajabu. So the sellers, they wanted to back out. They got the money, but they didn't ever give him the shumshami, and therefore they wanted to go back on it because now their shumshami is worth more. Va'amrilei, and they told him, less lon shumshami. We're not giving you any shumshami. Shkol zuzuch, you can take your money back and go on your way, but we're not selling it to you at the price that you paid to us for. And they know that money is not coin, and there might be a mishapara, but they didn't seem to mind, and therefore they told him, take your money back and go. So what happened was that loy shalko zuze, this person didn't take his money. He said, no, I want my shumshami, I'm not taking my money back. So what happened was, ignuv, in that in-between time, it actually got stolen, the money. So the money was still by the sellers who backed out of the deal, and now the money got stolen. So I was like, the Rava, they came before Rava to see what to do. Who's responsible? Amrilei, they told it. Rava said, came in the Amrilach Shkol Zuza, the Loy Shaklis. The fact that he told you to take your money back and you didn't take it, so not only is he not a shomer sachar, he's not even a shomer chinam. He never accepted upon himself to even be a shomer chinam, and therefore he's not going to even be chayev if he was poshea. Because none of the day he told you to take the money back. What gives you rishus to keep the money by him? And therefore it's totally on you, and he owes you nothing. Doesn't this seller need to accept upon himself a mishapara? Because none of the day he backed out of a deal after the money was already given, and therefore doesn't he get the curse of a mishabara? And if so, maybe he's not going to want to get the mishabara, and if he doesn't want to get the mishabara, he's going to have to give this person his money back, and if so, he's going to owe him the money. So you told him achanami, you're right. If he doesn't want to get the mishabara, then he's going to be responsible to give the money. But if he doesn't care, then he doesn't have to give the money back, and he's going to get the curse of a mishabara. So that's the first version of this story, how we just said in the Gemara. But Amar Rav Papi, Rav Papi said that, Amar Le Ravina. Ravina told me that Ledidi Amar Le Umer Rabbanan. Ravina heard from one of the Rabbanan, Rav Tvus Shmei, his name was Rav Tvus. Some actually say that Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra Shmei, his name was Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra. And this person was so trustworthy, I'm telling you, the Yavu Yavale, Kol Chalala De Alma Lo Yhave Kamishane Me Dibure. If you would give him the entire world, he still wouldn't go back on his word. And you want to know how he said the version of the story? It was a little bit different, actually totally different. That bididi have uvda. He said that this story that is going around, it actually happened with me. And I'll tell you the real story. You want to know what happened? Oh, yeah, but that day when it happened, apani demale Shabbos Ahava. It was Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos. And then Vali Yisivna, I was sitting in my house, and this person came and he started knocking on the door. Amali told me, do you have any sesame seeds to sell me? He came and wanted to buy sesame seeds. That's where you got the sesame seed part of the story. And Amali, and I told him, no, I'm very sorry, I don't have anything to sell you. So Amali told me, okay, so I was hoping to buy sesame seeds, but right now I just have this money that I was hoping to buy it with, and it's Arab Shabbos right now, so I got to get rid of it before Shabbos. So do me a favor, let me keep the money by you as a pikadon, just over Shabbos, because it's almost Shabbos. I can't have money in my pocket. So I'm late. I answered him, my house is before you. He didn't take upon himself shmirah mefurish that I'm going to watch the money. He said, my house is open. You can do whatever you want. So it's vinim beveso, big enough. So you put the money in the house, and then it got stolen. So I made the Rava. Then we came before Rava to understand what's the halach over here. Do I have any type of responsibility? Because I told him, habesach kamach, and Rava answered, Amalei. Rava said, ko habesach kamach. This lashon that he used of habesach kamach, my house is open before you. Loi mi boi shemer zacher loi have. Allah filo shemer chinam nami loi have. He's not only is he not a shemer zacher, he's not even a shomer chinam, and therefore I'm not going to be chayav to pay at all. So that's really what happened. It's not bechalal what you were talking about. This was the real version of the story. So Amrilei, this is a papi saying over Ravina that was talking to this chacham, and Ravina said, Amrilei, Ravina asked this person, okay, very good story, but it doesn't really fit with the next part that we learned before. Because if Amrilei Rabbanan the Rava, didn't the Rabbanan answer Rava over there that Yiboyle the Kabuli Alei Mishapora? How are you saying that this guy is Putter completely? He's not even a shomer chinam. Doesn't he has to accept upon himself a misha para? And if so, then maybe he's not going to want to accept upon himself misha para. According to your version of the story, there was no sale. There's no misha para. Misha para is when you give the money and you go back on it. There's no misha para over here. So what is that part of the story? It doesn't even fit in according to the version you just said. Says the Gemara, the Amar Li, he answered Ravina, that I hear that you had that as part of the story, but it must have gone around a little too much and got changed along the way, because lehayu dvarim me'olam, that part of the story never happened. And if you want to know the real story, it's exactly how I just said it. Says Gemara, Vayter, we saw in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Omer, kol shakas biyadoi, yadoi al ha'elyoino. Whoever has the money, he has the upper hand. Meaning, if the seller paid the buyer paid the seller the money, but he didn't do a mashiach on the payers yet, he didn't do a kinyan on what he was buying, then the buyer, since he already paid the money, he doesn't have the money anymore, he's not able to back out. But the seller, since he now has the money, so he's yada al yoino, he gets to choose, because if he wants, he can back out, and if he wants, he goes through with the sale. Said the Gemara, Tanya Weva Braisa, Amr B'Shem, and Amosai, when is this true? It was much like Azabia, Peiris B'yad Moicher. This is true when the Kesef, the money, and the Peiris are still in the hands of the Moicher. So he basically got paid, but he never gave the Peiris yet, meaning the Lekech never did a Mashiach, that's when he could still go back on it. Money is in the hand of the meicher, and the peiros is in the hand of the lekech. The buyer already has the peiros. Then eina yochel achzer b'yad. Then he can't go back on it. Because the money is in his hand, and biyadoi, the Gemara is assuming right now, based on the question the Gemara is about to ask, that the money is shekaspa biyadoi, the money is in his hand. Whose hand? The last thing we said, the peiros biyad lekech, in the lekech's hand, meaning the buyer. The buyer still has the money. Says Gemara, biyadoi, it's in the hands of the buyer. Biyad meicheru. The seller has the money. We just said that the seller has the money and the buyer has the product. It sounds like the deal is done. So Ella says the Gemara, what the Braisa meant to say was Mipnesha Dmekas Babiyoda, because the value of the money is already in his hand. Meaning whatever he bought with the money, which is the payers. Since the Lekech already has the value of the money, meaning he got his money's worth, he has the payers already, which basically means that the deal is done, that's why you can't go back on it. So what's the Braisa saying basically? Which is pretty obvious. That's what the Gemara just says, pshito right now. The price is saying that if the lekeach has his product that he bought and the buyer got his money, sounds like the deal is done, you can't go back on it. Says Gemara, pshito, it's the most partial thing in the world. The deal is done. Why would you think you can go back on it? Some Rabbi says, Hachmeskin, really what's going on over here is Kigun Chai's Aliyah Shal Lekeach, who scares beyond Mecha. We're talking about where the Aliyah of the lekeach, really the lekeach didn't have the pairs. He never did a Mashiach on the pairs that he brought. But okay, so why? What's going on over here? Really, we're talking about where the seller was renting a place for his products. He was renting his warehouse from the buyer. The guy who was buying from him was really the landlord of where these pairs were being kept. The attic of the lekeach, of the buyer, that's where the meicher kept his stuff. And therefore, so what's going on? So the buyer bought the product that was actually in his own attic because he was renting it to the seller. But the point is, he bought it and he didn't make a meshicha. But the pairs were in his attic. That's where the meicher used to keep it. And therefore, the whole takana doesn't apply in the first place, because time why were the rabbanim misakin that you're not kind of something until you do a proper mashiach? Because we don't want the person to give the money And if Malus Kainos is 100% on a Deraisa level, and there was no Gezeira Derabanan, then he's going to tell him, as soon as you give the money, you were kind of at 100%, it burnt up in my attic, okay, I'm not going to save your thing, that's your issue, and I'm very sorry. We want him to actually care a little bit, and therefore, that's why we're going to say that, no, until he actually takes it from you, you're going to be still responsible for it. But that's like Gezeira, that's the whole reason for it. But does that apply over here? It's in the Rishus Lekech in the first place, go upstairs, it's in your attic already, you're the one that bought it, it doesn't apply over here. Go upstairs, put out the fire. You care about your attic and you care about the plate, the pairs that you just bought that are sitting in your attic. And therefore, the gezeira doesn't bechlal apply over here. And that's why we're going to say, as soon as you give the money also, that in that case, even though you did a mashincha, in that case, the gezeira doesn't apply over here and you're not going to be able to go back on it. And enafla deleika be'ainis, if a deleika happened, if a fire happened, then again, iu taraf ha'maisa, he's definitely going to try to put it out because it's in his own attic. And that's really what's going on in the brass. However, there was a person, the yavzuzi ha'chamra, he paid for wine, but he never did a mashincha on it. Law. He heard that the Parzik Rafila, this big king, was coming to get the wine. This king decided he wanted the wine. Samalei, so the buyer, he realized that his wine that he just bought, that he never actually took from the Meicher, was about to be taken by the king. So he told the seller, Havli Zuze, Libi Nechamro, give me my money back, I don't want your wine. So I was like, the same way that the Rabbanim were Mesakin Meshicha for Meicherin, meaning that they're not going to be kind of that the sale wasn't Chal until the buyer actually did a Meshicha, the same applies in the opposite, meaning you could either back out. It's not only the one, basically, he paskin like the Rabbanon or Mishnah, not like Rav Shimon, who said that whoever has the money, yada yana, and only the Meicher, once he has the money, he could still back out. No, even the Lekech, if he wants, even the buyer, once he gave the money, is also able to back out of it. And Rav Chisda very much paskin like Rabbanon in the Mishnah, and not like the Rav Shimon that we're going on right now.